This is the goes with the text. Before we preach, we always get the kids to quote some verses, and they learned a lot of them this week with your kids. And I want them to do, you can open your Bible if you want to 1 John 1:1, and they're going to quote that to you, a chapter this morning, and then we'll jump right into the message and listen real close. Y'all ready, kids? It's a lot to quote. 1 John 1:1, and they'll land in 1 John 2:2. All right, that's kind of fun numbers. Ready to go? 1 John 1:1. Andrew, lead them out. Go.
1 John 1:1 through 2:2. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him, and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
My little children,
these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. That's our defense attorney.
And he is the propitiation for our sins.
And not for us
only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
All right, give him a hand on that. Is that all right? Now, they gave you some verses there in 1 John 1:1, all the way through that chapter. And then about the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But then they moved into 1 John 2, and that's what I want to preach from this morning. I want you to look closely. If you have a Bible, have that open, look down. And we're going to preach from that this morning. If you don't have a Bible, just look on maybe with the person next to you. You could share yours with them. Let them see this just for a moment. We're not going to preach long, but I want to give you something from the Lord. I don't know about you, but when I find out there's food at church, I'm coming. Amen? And they got all kinds of it out there, and you might kind of smell something coming in the door a little bit. But it's called an eating meeting, if you ask me. And then there's all kinds of jumpers. We take them with us everywhere we go. And this year we have an extra one. We got a new one. And you want to kind of, I've even let adults jump on them, but please don't be brutal, you know. And use some discretion there if you would. I got in there one time, almost didn't get back out. And so you want to kind of get with the right age group, the little older age, advanced age. And we let the little ones jump, and then the big ones come in a little later when the little ones are out. We want everybody to be safe. But we got a sports arena where you can play basketball, volleyball, dodgeball, all that. Almost like can swing on the rim if you're younger. And that's fun because they can jump up there and dunk it. And then we got an obstacle course that runs. They run through that, and they can go through that almost without touching it by the time they get to the end of the week. And then this year we got a new one, and it is we call it Shamu. And from SeaWorld, my little boy called it shampoo. He didn't know about SeaWorld yet, and I think he was little when we took him. And he says, well, that's what you get wet with, right? And so we call it Shamu shampoo, but it's Jonah and the whale. And if you look closely, there's a preacher's feet sticking out of the front right next to the mouth. And then also in the side window there, you can see him kind of with a scared look being inside the whale. So it is Jonah and the whale. and it's in the ministry, and parents, it's all safe. You can look in the windows to see your kids in there, and that thing's 14 foot tall, but you climb a ladder inside that's 7 foot high and then slide down. So you come in the mouth and slide out the tail. So they'll get as many run-throughs as they can after it's over, and we'll hang around a while, and we'll be back here tonight, but we sure want you to enjoy it and just relax after it's over and meet people. But look at this verse. I want you to see it this morning, and we sure want to thank Brother Reyes for allowing us to come, and his family and your church. Y'all been so good to us. This is our third year in a row, and we're kind of getting used to it, getting comfortable. But man, he works us hard, just cracks the whip, and we get out there, but we love it. I need the work. I need the exercise. You can look at me and see. But we have so much fun with it. Our kids are right involved in the whole thing. I hope your kids are too. I hope you come back tonight and maybe bring somebody with you as well. But look at this, and notice in 1 John chapter 2, especially let's focus in on these verses. Notice this verse. My little children, I'm glad the kids are in here this morning. We're not going to preach real long. Their attention span's not real long. Mine's not either. But it says, my little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. And it says, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Great verse. It says, he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Now notice these scriptures, and notice that here the Bible is written, and it tells you right up front, the very first verse of this chapter, he said he wrote the Bible to you so you wouldn't sin. And yet, you know, I think we flunked that test. The Bible's written so you can see what sin is, so you can know what to do, what not to do, but I don't know about you, I mess up. And I mess up, and I'm not even trying to anymore. I used to try to make an effort towards it, but I'm trying to do right, but I blow it every day. And the Bible said if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. We're kidding ourselves. The truth is not in us. We're lying through our teeth. If we sit there and say, oh, I don't ever sin, the Bible says we got all of us have that in common. All of sin and come short of the glory of God. We sure have. Amen. Were we okay right there? Hey, listen to me. But the Bible said, he said, I write these things unto you that you sin not. So the Bible's there for your good. But he puts a clause in there. And this is legal language. Look what he says. He says, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. What does that word advocate mean? Well, that's an old English word. You look it up, and it'll come out like this. I love it. It means we have a defense attorney. We have a defense attorney. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. I love this part of the scripture because it tells you the answer. Hey, listen to me. I recommend this morning my attorney to you. I do. I am glad that I have got, hey, listen to me, I got the right attorney, and I'm going to court. Hey, listen to me. Every one of us are going to court. You say, I don't want to go to court. Hey, listen to me. All of us are. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. It's not over when you die. It starts. I know two things about everybody in this building, and I don't even know your names. I'm getting a few of the names down a little bit, especially some of these Bible school kids. They grow on you. But I know this. Number one, I know you're going to die. Number two, I know after you die, you're going to court. I know who your judge is going to be. I know him by name. It's going to be God Almighty. I don't know about you. That scares me, the fact that I got to go to court one day, puts a little fear factor and puts a little gets me a little anxious. I don't know about you, but if a judge was to walk in the room and we were all sitting there in the courtroom, it doesn't matter how we're dressed, how young we are, how old we are, there's a respect factor that goes with that judge. I mean, when he walks in and that guy says over that bailiff or whatever says, hear ye, the honorable so-and-so judge, it enters into the court. Y'all know you've seen Judge Wapner, and there's Judge Judy and different ones, but I mean, buddy, If it's a justice of the peace, I get nervous, huh? I mean, when they walk in, he says, all rise. Everybody's going to stand. Are you listening to me? Everybody stands up because, hey, when he steps up there and gets behind that bench, I mean, there's a fear factor. If you look at him cross-eyed, he could throw you into jail for contempt of court. Huh? So I get nervous when it talks about judge. If I get a speeding ticket, I don't like to go settle outside, you know, and I'll just mail it in. I get nervous around them guys, them dudes. Do you? Hey, listen to me. Did you know every single one of us are going to court? You're gonna go to court. You're not gonna dodge this thing. And the question is, are you gonna be represented properly? You don't want to go into court and just defend yourself. I don't know if you understand this, but some of you young people, you've seen TV shows about judges and big cases. Hey, listen to me. You want to get the right attorney. And God's got this thing set up where if you've already committed a crime, you've already broken God's law book, the Bible, I already admitted I have. I broke His laws. I broke more than one of the Ten Commandments. I don't even know if I can quote them, but I know I broke them, huh? Hey, listen to me. If you broke them, He's got it all set up where you can get the right representation. And I recommend my attorney this morning. Who is it? Jesus Christ, the righteous. It tells you, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Listen now, Jesus Christ, the righteous. You know what's so good about Him? You say, I don't like lawyers. I know what you mean. They're expensive. I mean, buddy, I mean, it's going to cost you. You say, brother, I'm broke, busted, and disgusted. I don't think I can afford an attorney. Well, you need to get one because you're going to court and you don't want to walk in there not ready. You know what's so great about this one? He's the judge's son. It says, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Hey, you want to get in good with the judge? Get the right attorney that's tied into the judge. Get his son to represent you. You say, well, still it's going to cost me. Hey, I got some more good news this morning. It don't cost you anything. There are no legal fees. There are no retainer fees. This is the only lawyer in the history of the world that doesn't charge you more than you can pay. Hey, you listen to me? He pays for the thing himself. You ain't never going to find an attorney like that. You better grab this guy up. You better get signed up with him. Say, hey, I want you. Don't you walk in there not ready. When you read Zechariah chapter 3, you read a case of a court case. And one of the best men in the Old Testament named Joshua, and Zechariah writes about him, and he said he stood before the throne and Satan came in before the throne and came in before the judge and stood at his right hand, which would mean he's on the judge's left hand, if you kind of got to look at the thing right, huh? He's on the judge's left, but he's at this defendant, Joshua's right hand. Joshua was one of the best men of his day, maybe the best. But guess what he had on? If you read Zechariah 3, he had on filthy garments. He had on filthy rags. You don't want to show up in court dressed wrong. Not if it's your day to get, the judge is going to say thumbs up or thumbs down on you. You want to dress up good, huh? Hey, man, walk in, get the right attorney, have that thing airtight before you walk in. And guess what happened? The prosecuting attorney, which was Satan in the Bible, he's the prosecuting attorney. He's the accuser of the brethren. Listen to me. He steps up and starts bringing charges against old Joshua. Joshua was a good guy compared to most, but he started bringing up stuff. Oh, Joshua's turning embarrassed, red-faced, filthy rags, and he said he deserves to go to hell. And the Bible said he became a firebrand plucked out of the fire. And God took and clothed him with righteous, beautiful garments, change of clothes there, and he came walking back in the courtroom, and he was dressed just right. I mean, pretty cool set of threads he had on there. Where'd you get that? Got that from my attorney. I got that from the judge's son. And he doesn't have to go pay for his sins. Hey, you know who that's like? That's just like me. That's just like me. Hey, if the devil was to come at the great white throne judgment, are you listening to me? And he was to bring me up there and put me in as a defendant, I'd be so scared. I mean, there might have been something I did right. I might have memorized a scripture one time or helped with the Bible school a time or two or did a little something. Hey, listen to me. But I would be thinking, I wouldn't be thinking about what I did right. I'd be thinking about all those things I did wrong and that how I broke God's law and many things I wouldn't want my mother to know. If she was there, boy, I'd really be embarrassed. Hey, and hey, you ain't never done anything like that. No, not none of you. But I'm talking about me this morning. If I stood there, and that attorney has the goods like the Bible says he has, he knows it all. He pulled the file. He said, on February 22nd, 1981, Freddie Reed, this defendant, did so-and-so. I would say, the judge would look at me, is that right? And I'd look at my attorney. And my attorney has given me instruction before the court case, don't open your mouth. You let me do the talking. I got you covered. You hear it, Freddie? And Jesus says, I got you covered, Freddie Reed. I recommend my attorney to you. He's good. He's never lost a case in all of history. He doesn't charge anything. He's the judge's son. And I'd look at him and he'd say, don't say a word. But I'd know, uh-oh, he knows what I did. And he said, and then on November the 16th, 1978, you did this late one night in the back of a car. Running down the road or in the front seat, running down the road with a bunch of your buddies going 90 miles an hour. You were drinking this or you did that. And I go, uh-oh. And he'd start pulling the files on me. And after he pulled this, I said, he knows everything I've done. Ooh. And the judge is saying, what else? And he starts pulling that out. And he said, according to your law book, the Bible, listen to me, Freddie Reed deserves to go to hell just like other people did who did the same thing. You wrote the Bible. It's your law book. You go by the law, don't you, Judge? Sure do. And then he would say, Freddie Reed, what do you have to say for yourself? And you know what I would do? I would follow instructions that I've been given very closely. I'd be scared out of my wits. And I would say, I point to my attorney, Jesus. He's on the right hand of the Father. And he speaks up and he says, I want to speak for my client this morning, this afternoon. I want to say this, first off, Judge. Everything the prosecuting attorney said about him is true and more. Don't say that. Shh, you be quiet. I got you covered. Don't you say a word. Don't tell him everything I did. He knows more than the devil does. And he says, he's done more. And what this attorney said is correct. He does deserve to go to hell. I'm thinking, please don't. I'm trying to get you to represent me. Hang in there. Got you covered. And yes, he deserves to go to hell if anybody does. Would any of y'all be in that shape the same way I am? He says, but I want to enter into evidence in the court, Exhibit A and Exhibit B. I want five pieces of evidence, Exhibit C, D, E. I want to enter into the court, and the prosecuting attorney goes, I object, Your Honor. What's this? This is not relevant in this case. And he said, Judge says, you had your chance to speak, and you did it quite well. Now let his attorney speak up. And I'm going, oh, what are you going to pull here? And he said, Exhibit A, I've got a hole in my hand, diamond shaped, bigger than a railroad spike, if you look at it. And there's no blood dripping out. Don't worry, there won't be no blood dripping out. The blood was already shed 2,000 years ago. Are you listening? And the only thing man made in heaven are the nail prints in Jesus' hands and Jesus' feet. Isn't that embarrassing? The only thing man made in heaven that we did was put nails in Jesus. That's pretty pathetic. He said, I want you to see this. I want this entered into court evidence. Exhibit B, left hand, same look. Big old hole in it, no blood coming out. Exhibit C, right foot. Exhibit D, and then he pulls back his coat. And you can see right up through his heart, into his heart, where they put the spear in his side, and the last blood that came out of his body came out of his heart. It looks like, according to Scripture, forthwith came both blood and water, John chapter 19. Hey, listen to me. And the prosecuting attorney goes, what's this got to do with anything? Why is this in any way relevant? And he said, hang on. Freddie Reed, as a 12-year-old boy, gave his case to me in Lampasas, Texas, on an old-fashioned altar, came forward, And admitted he was guilty. He pleaded guilty to the crimes. I'm going, don't tell him I'm guilty. The Bible said when the law enters, every mouth shall be stopped and all the world will become guilty before God. You'll be able to hear a pin drop. Are you listening? He pleaded guilty and he pleaded for mercy. And he took me as his attorney and I took his case and I already paid for his crimes. Right here I paid. You see this attorney? See this jury? Hey, listen, it's already paid for by me. I didn't sin. I never did sin. He's the only person that ever lived that never sinned. So he could die for what I did wrong. He was my substitute. He said, I took it here, and I took it here, and here, and here. I took it right in the heart for him. Hey, listen, it's already been paid for. And the judge speaks up and says, are you telling me that his sins were paid for on you, by you? On the cross it was, and I got the proof right here. Here's the evidence. It's in court. It's entered into court. And the judge says, it looks to me like his crimes were already paid for before he ever started committing them. You say, I'm not a criminal, Brother Reed. Well, I am. I broke God's law book, the Bible. Are you listening? And it's called double jeopardy in a court of law. You know what that means? You don't have to pay for the same crimes twice. Somebody already paid it. I can beat the rap. I can walk out. I don't have to go to hell. I can walk on streets of gold one day. I'm a firebrand plucked out of the fire, just like old Joshua. And you can be too. You can be too. You know what you need to do? Here's my advice this morning. I told you at the beginning, I recommend my attorney. He never lost a case. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. But number two, I want to say this. You need to settle out of court. You need to settle out of court. You know what they say the greatest invitation song is? We might do that this morning. Perhaps the greatest invitation, Billy Graham made it popular, but others. The greatest invitation song is a song called Just As I Am. And it's got legal language in it, just like the Bible. And it goes like this. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just a simple song, but what a message. And you know what some of you need to do? You need to quit trying to earn your way to heaven, thinking good people go to heaven, bad people go to hell. The Bible never does say good people go to heaven, bad people go to hell. The Bible says saved people go to heaven and unsaved people go to hell. The Bible said there's none of us good. One guy came to Jesus and said, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus changed the subject. He said, why callest thou me good? There's none good but one, and that's God. And of course, he was God. But he's trying to make that guy think because that guy thought, if I'm good, I'll go to a good place. No, there's none good but one, and that's God. And you know what you need to do? You need to trust Jesus Christ. You need to come forward this morning and quit trying to earn your way to heaven and trust Jesus as your Savior and let Him take your case. Come just as you are, without one plea, but that His blood was shed for thee. And He said, come and I'll be your advocate with the Father. You can settle out of court. Some of you this morning need to do some business with God and settle this thing before you get to court. That's what I did, and it works every time. Let's stand, heads are bowed, eyes are closed.